Music from the wild Atlantic waves on Kinvara FM, your community radio.
When will you bring me my love all along the wild Atlantic waves?
Fáilte róta gwine úsla, tátu a geistach leis stáisiún radio Kinvara, le nóca 2.4, come west along with Rose. Yes, folks, you are listening to Kinvara FM and listening live to the Rose O'Connor Show on 92.4. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon and delighted to have your company for the next hour. I'm Shura, Cain I'm Shura, Neely and Fokla Raw. Nothing but Bostock, Gwee Moore, and Bostock Della. Wind, rain and storm seems to be the order of the day now and every day. They say January is a long, bleak month. And with this kind of drastic weather, it surely dampens the spirit. The world is a strange place, no doubt. On the other side of the globe at this moment, we're burning up with unprecedented heat. Is this to do with climate change? Probably is. We must listen to the experts. The scientists are telling us that the temperature of the ocean is rising rapidly. The ice is melting as never seen before. Of course, it's not all about us. It's about the generations who come after us from billions of years. We are just the generations passing through at the moment. And we would all like to think that we will leave this world a better place when we move on. Well, this is my programme for the new year. I'm very pleased to inform you that we have a very pleasant afternoon in store. Annie Casey Donoghue has dropped in to quam the rumours regarding her latest appointment. Anna, of course, is a fluent Irish speaker and true Irish and loves Irish and worked at a time in Gort Community School as a teacher of Irish, and of course she had other subjects as well. She's also a valid member of the Kinvara Community Radio and is the presenter of Manana Héireann and has recently joined the cast of Ross na Rún, and I will probe on that a little bit further. The two other gentlemen are hoping to join this afternoon with me. Both are very popular household names. One is our local politician. The other is a celebrity presenter on RTE. So don't switch off yet. I assure you it will be worth a listen. And finally, we hope to have somebody in to talk about the attractive Christmas trees, who does not seem so attractive now. And he seems to have the answers, and I'm hoping to get in touch with him later on. My apologies to all that I could not fit in today. Don't worry, I will be back again in a fortnight's time. I will be getting back to you and be ready for the call. Well, what a response and great feedback that I got from my last show. Barry and Sinead, you brought the house down with your band Create. It has taken the music world by storm. We at Kinvara Community Radio wish you every success in the future. So don't forget us when you go into the big times. Before I go on any further, I want to, on behalf of us here at Kinvara FM, send our sincere condolences to the Lann family of Mulrook Ballanderreen on the untimely death of John Lann. John was a great listener to my show, Come West Along with Rose, and often sent texts telling us how much he enjoyed listening. A man of great skill and craft, a staunch supporter of the GAA, passionate about hurling and camogie in Ballanderreen. His son Robbie, of course, is very much involved with the Galway teams, the Camogie teams, and sport has been very much at play in that house. Of course, may he rest in peace and take all his good deeds to eternity. And the funeral arrangements, I believe, are up on Facebook. And if you're going to rip.ie, you should be able to get more details. So with me in studio at the moment is Anna Casey. And we're delighted to have you. Any case, I don't know who you have just dropped in to talk to us about. I suppose to talk about your new endeavours, how life is for you at the moment, what it means to be a presenter here in Kinvara FM, and how it feels to be sitting opposite me now on the desk that I'm interviewing you now, as usually
pretty
the other way around.
Pretty daunting, Rose.
Pretty daunting, yeah, I'm sure it is. So how does it feel to be interviewed instead of interviewing? Could you give us any feedback on that?
Well, I've always stood at the top of the classroom and I always felt I was the one in control, you
right.
know, and I kind of get the same feeling from the radio, you know,
okay.
I'm in control of what's going to happen here.
Right.
But right now, sitting looking at you, I'm pretty much shaken because I'm not in control and
right.
you're going to throw the questions out at me. And the only difference I would see between it is that when you're presenting a programme, you have an awful lot of research to do and you really need to know your stuff, you know, because... You know, you have
you're
to pop the question and you have
spot.
To ask the right questions and you have to make the listener feel that they are interested as well in what you're going to ask and what they're going to say. So, like, you know, one question can lead on to something totally different and you mightn't be ready for
yes.
what they will say.
Yes.
You know, I always take example from Marion Finucane, God rest her, that she was brilliant and she'd probe and she'd probe. And she'd get stuff out of people without they even realising mm-hmm. it, you know. And it was a beautiful skill and I'd love to be... nearly there, but not. But anyway, this side of the table is totally different because I hope I have my answers ready for you, because I hear you can fairly probe. So shoot the first one.
Well, I know you're passionate, Anna, about the Irish language, but what did attract you to the Irish language in the first place?
Well, I'm from a family of seven. Yeah. One of my brothers died, God rest him. But we grew up in a small cottage on the foothills of the Slievachty Mountains. And we lived with our granny and our grandfather,
yes,
all of us. You know, my mother moved from Port Arlington in County Leash. She hadn't a word of Irish. But my grandmother and grandfather were steeped in Irish. They had Loganamnacha for all the place names, every field, like the field,
yes,
that had the well in it.
Yes.
She called it, go down there to the Tubber Park, yes, or the Tubber Field and get water,
yes,
whatever. But she used Irish in her everyday language.
Yes.
And then we went to the local school and we had a teacher called Sean Mangan, who was strict, but he gave me a love of Irish. He gave us a foundation of Irish, the grammar, everything was just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And we used it in everyday life in as much things as we could. And from there then I went on, I had a love of it, and I chose then when I went to university as my top number one, that with geography.
All right.
So,
and you were teaching for many years in Gort School. The
since it
Gort,
opened in 1995, and the anniversary is actually coming up now in March. There'll be 25 years open, their silver,
okay,
anniversary.
Yes.
So I loved it there. I absolutely loved Gort Community,
yeah,
School. And it was a great school. Like, there was sports, there was a great choice of subjects. And Irish was so strong in Gort, like,
yes,
and we always... on Ryan Gaelic, the department, the,
okay,
Irish department in Gort, all us teachers, we did so much to promote it in Gort.
Mm-hmm.
And the children, I have to say,
yeah,
whether they were good, bad or indifferent, they worked hard. And the attitude from home was like that Irish is your native language and use it to the best of your ability. And if they were weak or not, whether they spoke it at home or not, they still worked really, really hard at it. And it was reflected in the exam results then in the artist.
Well, that's a great explanation as to why you were interested in the Irish,
yeah,
language.
Yeah,
you covered,
yeah,
everything. Now,
yeah,
we have to move on quickly, but I need to talk to you about the rumours that are circulating at the moment that there is a potential for you being involved with the GA here and promoting the Irish culture and the Irish language.
Well, we won't hold our breath yet, because the AGM is next Sunday, which is
yes,
when my programme will be going out.
Yes.
And the AGM, I think, is at 4 o'clock or 3,
yeah,
o'clock. And I will be talking about that in next Sunday's programme.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll be voted in.
Yes.
But if I am, I want to plug the Irish language in every form or other. I'm now in Rosneroon. I'm going to plug it there.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about Rosneroon. You started as an actor now.
Well, no, as an extra and with the odd line or two. But
yes,
I'm getting there.
You're
you
getting
know.
There.
But I love it. It's absolutely,
yeah,
lovely. And it's my day off. I head off out to Spittle. I now call it, I'm going to Rosneroon. So everyone at home thinks there's a place called Rosneroon, but in actual fact it's a fictitional village, like, but it's set in Spittle, you know.
Right.
But,
and finally, Anne, we're just going to talk to you about the Stormont Assembly and the importance of the Irish language. It was a huge day yesterday,
yeah,
and you might brief us on that.
Yeah. Well, I wrote the data up there,
yeah,
the 10th 01 2020, which was yesterday,
yes,
and I think it was a very important date. And if you switch the middle digits 01 back,
yeah,
you'll get 10 10 20,
right,
you know, the fertilizer,
yes,
for farmers,
yes.
But anyway, it's a great date because it means that Irish now has a status and it's been recognized in Northern Ireland. As you know, I know the Irish Act isn't in yet on Acht Gaeilge, which they were hoping for, but like, we have made a start. It is now legal. You know, it's up there with all the other languages, and hopefully it will get equal status, and there'll be no more this curry in me yogurt.
Well,
the jive before from British,
yes,
Parliament,
I
about
know
it, you know. So
and
that's
will you
gone
stay
now
with us for the moment, because,
yeah,
I see two very staunch gentlemen now who has come outside, namely, I suppose we better reveal the celebrity that was coming on board today. His name is Dahi O'Shea. And the other gentleman, of course, our local politician, Joe Burden. So if somebody might ask them to come in, perhaps you might,
yeah,
Anna, there.
Now?
No, just stay, you can sit there, but just ask them to come in. Yes. Listeners, we're just eagerly awaiting two very important gentlemen to come and join us. You can stay there, Anna, for a minute, no problem. We know the time is very precious to you. And it's good to have you. And Joe, of course, we know you very well. Well, we'll find out. So, Joe, you're first up.
Oh,
Joe Byrne.
You must be joking now, Rose. You're putting me in front of the celebrity. My God. They say, they say always put a minor match in front of the celebrity.
Is that what they say?
And even though he might be like this, you always do a Gaelic football match.
But where is Kerry? Is Kerry coming back? And are they coming back for Sam this year?
Two things to say now. Kerry for Sam and Kerry for the Joe McDonough. We came close enough last year to winning the Joe McDonough, even though people were disputing that.
I know. But sure, you always had a great team in Kerry anyway. It's one of the all greats, the all-time greats.
We should have won it last year, Joe. We should have won it last year. We threw it away.
Joe, what are we going to talk about? I had a few things listed here.
Don't
talk about the weather. The weather is out of the question. We're talking about the roads, and we're talking about the grants that's available for 2020. Mm. We're talking about the Hurling Field, the Operation Transformation, the forthcoming election.
You don't really look for a lot of
information. The tourist industry.
Really.
How will it affect Kinvara, South Galway floods, the housing, and the RIC Commission?
Oh,
we won't mention that.
So
we'll start. How is it going generally for you, Joe?
It's January. It's January, Rose. So we're getting ready for a busy year ahead. So the general update would be that the N67 road realignment project, Kinvara to Ballindarrion, that has started.
Yes.
They have an 18-month contract, but I would expect the contractor to have it substantially completed in 12 months.
Right.
What that means then is that we will have a sort of a carriageway with a cycle walkway path all the way to Ballindarrion.
Great.
So then we'll start thinking about Ballindarrion to Kilcullion, about taking away the old grass margin and having a cycleway maybe the whole way to Galway. Because we'd have a hard shoulder all the way to Galway.
That's forward thinking.
Yeah, so there you are. We have to think ahead.
So, Dahi, going on to you now. We're easing you in nicely, as they say, because we're looking all strangers. And this is a Gael Gorey as well.
Sure, I heard that,
Did you hear that?
So
she has the Irish Gaeltacht as well as yourself, and that is. So I was going to talk to you, Dahi, what are you doing here, as they
said? What am I doing, Shirley? Should I live over the road? I'm out in Pete as well now for the last couple of farther over St. Thomas there with the last 5 years. So I suppose people ask me, how did I land out there and why? Like, I had no connection to the air. The only connection really I had to the air, there was a man called Joe Cooley, the box player. He played at my parents' wedding in Chicago.
Oh.
And my father used to play music with him. And the box my father used to play with him is up in Peterswell now in my house.
Right.
So my sister has his first accordion.
My God.
Mary. Yeah.
Like, so I had no connection at all to the area, but I suppose I was living in Knocknacarra. I've been in Galway for 20 years. I was in Knocknacarra for about 15.
Yes.
And then, like, we were either working out of Cork or Dublin, so I decided to come out this side. So I was looking at a few places around Kinvara, only I wouldn't have the money to come out here, like. So we were looking around Kinvara and Ardrahan and places, so then Peterswell came up. So I suppose I came for the location, I stayed for the people. It's as simple as that.
And of course, you're here now, and you're here in Kinvara today.
Sure, we'd be in Kinvara. We'd always come to Kinvara maybe once a week, anyway. Once a fortnight, even just to go down by the water there, or down to the pier.
Yes, there are a lot of people speculating because you have been spotted around the town already. Would you believe it? There's a few calls coming. Are you looking for the forthcoming rose? Is that why you're here?
Do you know what? I can't say anything. Well, in all fairness, Crowell threw a great rose there last year. Orla McGee, in all fairness,
because we have the talent here in Kinvara. You know that.
You might go scouting. Rose, will we?
You wouldn't know what you'd be up to, you say.
No. And you know, I wouldn't be. I can't judge at all, but I could pass on names and stuff like that to the to the Rose Committee.
He's like an out half in the rugby team. Rosie, just get rid of the ball, just pass it on.
But you're very well known throughout the country, Dahi, because you're on this television, the afternoon show. So that's going to treat altogether.
Thanks be to God. And like
the one show that everybody, I think, the Irish people, that the clue into it, and of course the question, the player, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, I suppose I remember the boss called me in because we were doing a show. I was presenting a show called The Daily Show with Claire Byrne. We were there for 2 years together, and then I suppose we didn't really know what was happening. And then the boss said, "Will you go to Cork for a few months?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'll go down to Cork for a few months." And I moved out of Dublin. Then I had enough of it. I remember going to Woody's one day, and I said to Rita, "I said I'm going to Woody's for paint." And I came back 3 hours later, and she said, "Where were you?" I said, "I was in Woody's." And nothing but traffic and everything. And we were only going from about 4 miles down the road. Like, it took me about 3 hours to actually go and come and everything.
Nightmare.
So we moved back to Galway. And then we went down to Cork for a few months more. Yeah, so 8 years later, we're still down there.
Wow. You're still down there.
So it's good. Everyone seems to enjoy it. And like the shows, when we started, we were doing 80 shows and it was only 50 minutes a show.
Right.
Now we do 166 shows of 2.25 hours.
Oh.
So, and then it's repeated again in the morning. So
you drive down every day?
I drive up and down 3 times a week. I stay down one night a week then as well. But
how long does it take to go down?
About 2 hours, that's all. Like, because we're right in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Tis grand, though.
But it takes, for example, now doing the show here, it takes us 4 hours just to get ready to do one to do hour one. Show. Yeah. How long does it take you, Dahi, well, to get ready?
We start rehearsing at 2 o'clock and we'd
in
rehearse,
the day.
Yeah. And we're on at 3:30. So we rehearse around 30 minutes. We stagger through it.
Well, I don't know how you do it in that short of time. Is it how you get so used to it?
You get very used to it, but also like I said, we'd be doing a lot of light-hearted stories these days as well. And, you know, you know from common sense. And like I say, people go to college for 4 years to become presenters and stuff like that. There's a few things very simple, like empathy. If you're nosy.
Yeah.
And the most important thing of all, I always said to anyone, listen. Even on the rows of Tralee, I'd have 10 points about...
I've come to that.
I'd have 10 points about every rose. And if I get to the third point... I'd be very lucky. I'll follow the conversation, whatever rabbit hole they go down. I'm going
down.
Well,
will you tell me what I can't understand, Di? You know, when you're winding up the road to Tralee, you go through every individual one and there could be 30.
Yeah.
How in God's name do you remember everyone's name and a bit about them? How does that happen? Because I get confused with that very... I go to the first three and then I'd be like, actually, I don't know who these are at all.
No, you learn it off. You learn it off. Yeah. For example, you pick out something that's got to stand out. Like, is it going to be the girl who wears the pearls around her neck? Is it going to be the TV presenter with the glasses on her head?
Yeah. And it's like when you go into a classroom
it's very, very similar.
You pick something out in everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's how you remember them.
I made one mistake one time when we were rehearsing.
Yes.
And I only made it once and I learned my lesson. I go around at the end and I'm nodding away. I'm not saying it at all. So one year we were rehearsing and I said it and two of them came back to me and said, "Can you change what you said about me?" Oh. I said, "Oh, I can, yeah." So no bother. So I did. And I said, "That's my lesson there, Noba. Keep your mouth shut until you're alive. And don't be saying anything. And nobody can change anything when it's live." Okay. You know what I mean?
Oh, in the dress rehearsal you did?
Yeah, in the dress rehearsal. I put this into my head then. Yeah. And then they come out in a sequence when they're rehearsing. And I'm going through, "This is the one, that's the one, this is what she's doing, that's what she's doing. Is it the moon tour? Is it the one with the three-legged dog at home? Is it the one with the rabbit with no tail and stuff?" So then they kind of put me off because I had a thing in my head. So I learned a good lesson that year.
So now you don't do the rehearsal with them?
Oh, I do, but I don't say anything.
You don't say anything.
And you have to have the sequence.
Yeah.
Do you know in advance who the winner is?
No.
You haven't a clue?
No, haven't a clue. Haven't a clue until I give me the envelope. And then, just to be sure, then the director gives me the name in my ear as well, just to make sure.
That's the right,
the right person.
Yeah.
But see, Rose has a similar strategy here with me because she doesn't ever tell me in advance what she's going to ask me. And I come in and she comes out with stuff and I'd be looking over at Jerry and I'd say, "Jerry, this wasn't done."
Well, you see, Joe, you seem to be involved in lots of things, I suppose.
But I don't have the answers
to
everything,
of course,
Rose.
You probably will have come up with something right. If I touch on all of these, sure to God, you're
involved
in some of
them. By the way, can I just say, from a social media perspective, I didn't say who was coming on today with you, but I did say there was a special celebrity guest.
Oh, there.
And of course, I'm going to say it now because Nell Cosgrove was out in New York and she sent me a message on Facebook to say, "I'll be listening in, Joe, to see who's going to be on with you." So,
Dahi, say hello, Nell. What time of the morning is it in America now?
This was yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Just I had to give them some notice.
Dahi, you're a mountain of information and you're a great celebrity on the television. Everybody loves you, Ran. I'll be very honest about that. And as much as your demeanour, it's how you come across, how you treat the individuals as well. And I mean to say, you know, there's so much vast personalities coming on stream. And you probably have to rehearse a little bit, you know. Are you like Tommy Tierney, you know?
Well, I suppose, like, I was doing that show long before Tommy was, but I wasn't admitting I wasn't reading the stuff. But, you know, I suppose that's just a different type of show. But no more than yourself, Rod, you're meeting people and you're interested in people.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in people, that's more than half the job, you know?
Like, say,
the only things I really kind of research is really the stuff not to ask. Say, if somebody doesn't want to talk about certain things, and they'll be red flagged, and you say, "Okay, we won't ask them, but we'll follow.
Plan B,
So you like Kinvara. Are you going to move to Kinvara?
Well, I don't know. The Thomases won't leave me.
Fair
now,
Peter,
like,
as well.
I'm kind of the resident MC there as well now.
Yeah, and is there any chance you're going for election?
Do you know what? I was half thinking about it.
He'd be too much competition for me, Rose, so he's not allowed. He's not allowed.
I like the way Joe has a...
Take it from me.
None of that. No, he's slagging me.
We won't upset you.
But I know, but in fairness to me, Dahi, around the place, even in Gart, in St. Thomas's in particular, you know, it just shows you that a guy of his celebrity status can be just a normal Joe Soap too when he wants to be. And I think that's a compliment I'm saying
absolutely
to him. And that's the important thing about life, that we're all individuals.
Oh, yes.
We're all, you know, we all come out of the same gene pool and we're all going to the same reward at the end.
Yeah.
And it's how we take that journey through life.
I know.
And you know, we've often heard the celebrities, God, man, he wouldn't even talk to you or do this to you. So life is about people, isn't it?
Yes.
It's people.
But it can be stressful as well, don't it?
There is stress. Don't mind the stress.
No stress.
Not at all, my girl.
Pressure for tires.
But you couldn't move into a community, say, like Peterswell or Kinvara, without immersing yourself into the community. Otherwise, you may
as
well get a few side of the mountain and build a house there. Like.
Yeah.
Because, like say, I go up to the local pub at the weekend playing 25. And we do as much shopping as we can inside in Gart.
Mm.
And then we buy stuff inside in town as well.
Yeah.
And as opposed to going online buying stuff there, I think it's very important to shop locally.
Yeah.
And then if you can't find it in your own locality, that's fine.
Yeah.
People say, you might pay an extra euro or two. I disagree with that. Sometimes I think that deals can be just as good. But even if you do, like, what's the difference with having a euro or two?
Yeah.
If you're keeping place in Gart open and stuff.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah. Very good.
Yeah. And so, by the way, thanks for the plug about Gart Cancer Support.
Oh, no bother
really
at all.
Appreciate it.
And do you know, and I met people from Gart Cancer Support during the summer, and I promised them that I'd call up on one of the days. So
the invite is open.
No,
still.
And it is, and I was only saying to read it there last that I have to call over on a Friday.
Yeah, and even I'd say, Dahi, with that, you know, and I, for the last 5 years, I've been very involved in myself and the fabulous studio built out the back then, very involved with, and it was a wonderful project, and the work that the Gart Cancer Support do locally. It's just quite incredible, really.
Are you involved with the Gart Cancer as well?
Yeah, I drive the patients in and out to hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
When I did my second NASP program, I think it was in November, up and I did all the rooms, and it's fabulous, and the facilities. And they've bought a house beside
it. House next door.
And there's a huge fundraiser going on.
Yeah, so the house next door has been bought, and planning permission has been got to convert it from residential into a caring, you know, facility, and it's going to expand, and we're now looking for funding, hopefully, to fit it out.
I know. I'm
trying to help them with that.
I know.
And you know, it's just a wonderful concept of what they have up there, and it's on our doorstep.
And it's badly needed.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's mandatory.
So the numbers that are coming in there, it's huge.
Isn't it unbelievable?
I couldn't believe it now
that
I went up. It was absolutely.
In the midst of all the technology, in the midst of all the progress,
there's so many people sick and that need those services.
And you know, if it's appropriate, Rose, just down the road from us in Pollock, you know, my thoughts are with John Lennon, his family today. John was a man younger than myself, probably the best man to ever have a talk about Galway GAA or Ballindarine, Camogie or Hurling. And it's just so sad for him and his family today.
And of course, his son Robbie is very involved.
Yeah, sure. You've Robbie and Kevin and Rye and Hazel and Dean and the whole lot of them. And it's
the untimely death, you see.
Another sad death in our wider community.
It's about the time.
But it's every second person, you know.
It's very hard.
That's why Gart Cancer Support is doing such a brilliant job.
Yes.
You know, couldn't plug it enough.
Well, Di, where are you going to from now? What's your next level? Are you going to stay on the afternoon show?
Yeah, that's the plan anyway. So back on the roads at Tralee again in August for my 11th year. But like, we find out every year whether we're back on the Today Show or not. They don't tell us 2 or 3 years in advance.
Yeah.
So you're a great
combination, Maura Doran. Of course, Maura Doran is from Inishmore.
That's right.
I'd love to meet her.
She's
an awful pain. Oh, stop.
I love her.
I don't want to see her now until Monday again or Monday evening.
It's such a hard time.
Oh, stop the light. Jesus, my heart broke in that one. Swanning in there, I'll just get the hair and smell of hairspray.
I think the two of you really gel at that time. You're brilliant together.
I think now
Johnny has a fake tan on too, you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I never denied it.
Under duress.
You like the old bish down water we used to be using years ago for the fake tan.
Oh my God.
We've been drawing all the flies around us.
I think you're brilliant together.
Yeah.
We've got all cracking. You know, we don't fake that we're the best of friends or anything, and say we'd break up for the summer for 4 months. Mm. And I wouldn't speak to Maura for 4 months. It's not that we don't want to talk to each other. It's just the way that's the relationship.
Yeah.
I won't see her now again until Monday, and then we'll work together all week.
Yeah. And you have children the same age.
She tried to steal my thunder. Like, I had a lovely child on the way. I said, lovely, I get a nice bit of publicity and everything. All this, I said to Rita, that's the reason why we had the child in the first place. Like, that's what all celebrities do these days. They have children so they can put pictures up on social media.
My God.
So there I was, and in my thunder, and then Maura comes out, I'm pregnant too. I said, of course you are. I have a boy, of course she has
to
have a boy
up
as well.
Yeah.
No, but I never forget.
Well, they're very special, the two boys.
They are, of course. We're only
what did you call your son?
Mihal Oge, that's my father.
Oh, Mihal Oge.
We call him Ogie. That's it.
Yeah, that's definitely.
But I remember this. I was down in church and down at home in West Kerry one time, and this woman said to me, she said, "Can I hug Maura Doran at a bush?" What Maura Doran called the child? I said, "Cal." E60 is not. I said, "My God Almighty, what kind of a name is that?" And yeah, I was out the night before, and I was a small bit wake, like, and I wasn't there for this woman coming at me at all, like. And I said, "Sure, Jesus, isn't that a biblical name? Oh my God, it's beautiful," she said. Oh, she changed her tune altogether. Thank God Almighty. She was the same woman who said to me when I was about 18, I was unshaven. And she said, "My God Almighty, would you not shave coming into Mass?" I said, "You're our Lord Jesus Christ with a beard." I said,
"Oh,
and she, by the time she turned around, I was gone. Good luck, out the gap.
Oh, I'm
coming, your profile. Your television, would you believe it?
You just don't take over my job here. That's the problem.
He'd be suited at radio, wouldn't he?
Huh?
He'd be suited at radio.
He'd be very good now, Kinvara FM.
He would, yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
You'd interview. Yeah. You set
the bar too high, Rose.
I think we give him the job.
He might do a special with you every 6 months.
Well, he's not
too bad. We've often spoken.
I could be the next Mara Duran for him. You don't know.
You have spoken to Rose before, haven't you?
Yeah.
You spoke to me before.
Yeah, on the phone.
Oh, you did not.
I did.
Rose McAuty did.
I'm telling you, no.
Well, I hear you did.
I said it to
him. Trying to get in there.
I did.
Are you mixing me up with someone else?
No, I'm not.
And what did you talk to me about, by the way?
I think we were talking about the Rose of Tralee. This is about 2 years ago. No, I have you.
No.
Rose.
There's one for you.
I left such an impression on you, Rose, that you forgot about it. Well, Joe, I'm not Rose, here anymore.
No, Rose, agree with him. Tell him you
did. I tell you, I judged for the Rose of Tralee one time. I was one of the judges.
Oh. Were you?
Oh.
In the Galway?
No, in Roscommon.
Oh.
In Ballinlock.
Oh,
right.
I went down and I was in it by default. Somebody who was meant to be there wasn't able to turn up or something, and I was asked
not better
to do
lady.
It.
Yeah.
And it was the most enjoyable afternoon I ever had. We had Sean Slattery was in it from the Conquerors. He was one of the judges as well.
Yeah.
But it was so difficult to pick somebody.
Yeah, that's very, very
good. A question for you now on the trivia. What was the Kinvara girl that was on the Rose of Tralee many years ago?
What was her name?
Oh, yeah. Now Rose, I have you.
No, Rose.
Many years ago, before Dahi's time now, too. I'll tell you who she was. Bertie Connors in Belly Book, who's now deceased.
Yes.
He lived in London, and his daughter represented London in the Rose of Tralee, I'd say back in the early 80s.
Right.
Now, Fia, is that a bit of information
that
you weren't aware of?
And I'll tell you a bit more information now. Grainne Kenny represented...
Grainne Kenny represented.
Yeah.
Of course.
She represented.
How would we forget? Grainne, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she was one of the UK... Was she in the UK at the time?
She was. And there was Grainne, a very nice course, girl last year, Tanya Smith from Boston.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And what's her connection?
Yeah. Well, I'm not quite sure now.
I forgot about Grainne, you're right. So
there have been two Kinvara representatives. I think it was Leeds, was it Leeds
maybe,
or London? Yeah. Not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But it's amazing who you connect with and who you know. But at the point I'm coming to die, it is so hard to pick
it
one
very,
individual.
Very
because they come up again in another way with talent, they're musical, they're lovely singers.
Yeah.
And then they say, well, you can't be taken over by singing or music.
Yeah.
It's not all about
it's not
that
all
either.
About that. Yeah.
You know?
They probably have a certain criteria they look for.
Yeah, well, I was on the judging panel twice.
What did they look for?
I was on the judging panel at the Regional Roses, and I was the chairperson of the judging panel before I became the host. And you know, people say, "Oh, are you looking for faults?" You're not. You're actually looking for the opposite, because what you're looking for stuff that stands out, and certain things will stand out to different people. There are five judges, and I remember the last year we were there. What happens in the last part of the show is the presenter will go to a break, and then there'll be a musical act, and then they all come out, and then the winner is announced. Mm. No, we went into that break, and we still hadn't picked the Rose of Tralee.
Wow.
Imagine.
It was down to the last two. And we were under the stage, and it was 3-2, and that was it. The majority won then. Like, but it goes down to that. Sometimes then people will stand out, and they'll stand out a mile. But it's funny the way the week goes on, then say...
It's based on the whole week.
Yeah, and you're looking at people in the beginning. There was one girl there, and she was... I won't say where she's from, I better not. But... I said to Rita, I was presenting at the time, I said, I think she has a great chance of winning it. And she started, and I met her before, and the week started, and I said, she definitely has to be in the running for it.
Mm.
But as the week was going on, she was withdrawing all the time. And at the end, before we went on stage, she was sitting in the corner with her headphones in, and not kind of really engaging anything. And I remember the chat we had. There was light and shade in all the chats, and there was a lot. There was really funny stories there. And she came up to me beforehand. And she said, "You know what?" I said, "I want to take them out." I said, "Why do you want to take them out?" She said, "Ah, well, look, look, I think it's taken away from the rest. I said, it's not. I said, there's lovely light and shade there. I said, I prefer. I said, you're the boss. I said, no, whatever you want. I said, I have no problem at all.
But do they actually determine what you talk about, effectively?
Well, so you're talking about their life story for you. And, and that's the thing. But this girl wanted to take out all the funny stuff anyway, so that was fine. And I said, and she just went on stage and she gave a good performance, but with all the serious stuff. But she withdrew. And I don't know, was it the occasion that got her? Or did she just, she wasn't, mightn't have been gelling with other people or whatever happened. Anyway, she didn't.
And of course, we in Kinvara last year, we had a Miss Alternative Kinvara.
You should have been there.
It wasn't about our life story that night, no.
It was about your personality, really, wasn't it?
I'll tell you again about that, Dahi.
Were you on a dress, Joe?
Off stage, I was.
He was. And you know something? Do you know something, Dahi? He looked quite good in a dress.
I'll tell you one thing, Joe looked good in anything. We have Joe modelling on the Today Show next week.
Oh, Jesus, good luck.
Oh, I love to see it. Is he?
Rose, it's okay. Rose has lost total track of her time now.
What I'm trying to say, and I think this is important, you know, I suppose everyone is different and have different opinion. It's hard to bring a group together to pick an individual because I might say, oh, gee, that's the most fabulous person. Yeah, another person mightn't see what I see, you know. And to get that group together, to connect, to gel together, to say, we all agree that this is the one, that takes time.
Yeah, but even say, I'd say 9 out of 10 times when the Rose of Tralee has picked herself, the rest of the girls are delighted for her. Yeah. And you can see it.
Pressure is off too.
There's no bullying or anything like that.
No, there's none of that. And it's very, very hard to explain to people. And people kind of find it hard.
But do you think, Dahi, are they genuinely happy for the person that wins?
I think, because it's funny,
last night I was watching the Late Show and going back to Brenda Fricker in My Left Foot in 1990, and it showed the five actresses that were up for, I think, the Best Supporting Actress Award.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could see the five of them and they're all nervous. And then Brenda won it, and all of a sudden the four of them are, yeah. And I'm saying, well, surely they don't really mean that, do they?
Yeah.
Hard to know.
See, I think the Rose 3 is more of an experience, really, because they're together, and for a lot of them, it's their last kind of hoo-ha before they kind of, I suppose, buy a house and kind of tend to settle down. Like I said, they're all in their late 20s, and you even see from social media that they're all still getting on because they're all taking pictures together and they all hang out together. And there is a real friendship there and a real bond there. Like, it's hard to explain it to people. And, I think representing your county, or say here in Ireland, or say if you're in America then you're representing the Irish community in New York or New Jersey or Boston,
it's a huge
and then thing. Say like my own wife Rita, she was a New Jersey Rose, but she, like, her mother and father comes from Clare, so it was a celebration of the Irish there, but it was also a celebration for, say, in West Clare as well. That's the thing that I suppose in this day and age where I suppose life seems to be so fast and all this type of stuff, we can forget about the simple things in life, and it comes down to friendship, really.
And Rose, did you know that? I'm just going to say to you, did you know that I met my wife at the Rose of Tralee?
That's news.
It's news to you, but just keep it to yourself, okay?
So you've been down round Tralee as well?
I worked down in Tralee, and I actually became friendly with a guy down there who was actually the chairman of the Rose of Tralee Festival, a guy called Seamus O'Haron.
I heard the name,
He was a big electrical contractor, and I worked down there 1989 I was working down there for a year. Yeah,
you're still in primary school.
I know. Yeah, but that's okay. I was too, but I was ahead of my time. Sorry, I had a question.
I have one question for Dahi. Why did you leave teaching? Were you secondary or national?
Well, I never qualified as a teacher. I was I did a BA. Yeah. And then I was I missed out on a HDIP. For a fellow, I'm fairly organised when it comes to everything. I missed out on the entry date for the HDIP, so I said I'll go teaching for the year.
Yeah.
And it came around then the following year, and I applied for it in Maynooth and Queens and Belfast, and I got both of them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was working part time with TG Cairn, and I'm like, I had no aspiration to be on television at all or anything like. You may as well ask me if I was going to the moon, and I'd give you the same answer.
Yeah.
So then I was teaching for a year off campus in Dingle. It was a 4-year BA. The third year you were away, so I was teaching for the whole year. So I really, really liked it, and I really liked the year I was subbing as well.
Yeah.
And then, to be honest with you, I got a full time job in TG Cairn the same week as I got both HDIPs. So I said,
as a presenter, was it?
Yeah. And to be honest, I haven't worked a day since, really. But
you love it, yeah.
I really like teaching as well. I was teaching Irish now. Like, say, and my way of teaching Irish would be kind of putting on SpongeBob SquarePants in Irish, and to first and second years, and they're watching. Yeah. they kind of think this is a great crack, but they're all answering the questions and they don't realise that they're all sucked, they're all taking it
soaked
in. Like, they're singing songs at the minute with him. But I still really like teaching, but like so I'm on television over 20 years now.
But Di, hasn't there been an awful clear out of personalities from the TV
unbelievable
world?
God almighty.
In the last... In the months,
you've seen it actually beforehand.
But say, you have Larry and Marion. Like, I suppose I won't say expected Larry, but people knew he was sick
for a while.
He was old. And he was in his 80s, which is young these days, I suppose. And Gabo, we knew Gabo was sick for a good while as well. And but Marion came out of the blue altogether. Nobody expected that at all. Like, you know. So I suppose then even outside of Ortega, then you had Brendan Grace and Neil Tobin.
Oh, Neil Tobin.
And of course, the great Gabo as well.
So, but I remember being in a place called Jupiter, Florida, years ago. I was doing a show for TJ Cahill. We were coming down the East Coast, and we were meeting Brendan Grace, because that's where he was living in Florida. So we went for dinner that night. Anyway, so geez, we had a good few. But I said, geez, I better mind myself now, because we were doing pieces to camera and everything the following morning. So Brendan started singing. I said, geez, Brendan, will you let me alone? So we'd fierce crack the following day. But anyway, this woman came in. And she had an Irish connection. We were chatting away to her. Yeah. And she was a personal assistant to Burt Reynolds.
Oh.
So we thought, she's a good man. Lovely. And he lives around here. Does any chance to do an interview? Oh, I call him. So this is great. And we got a call him that evening saying, Burt Reynolds is on. No problem tomorrow. So where is it on? Over in his house. So packed Brendan Grace into the car, but it's over to Burt Reynolds' house. So we were inside the ride, so we 20 minutes of Burt Reynolds. We said, lovely. So I was well prepared for this interview now, Rose. I knew what I was going for. So after 20 minutes anyway, this other guy came in and said, Mr. Reynolds, their 20 minutes are up. And Burt Reynolds around, no, these guys are sound, he said.
He said,
we kept going. So we were there for about an hour chatting to him, inside in the bar he had in the house. Yes. And then we finished. I said, Jesus, Bert, I can't ask you anything else. I'll ask you what colour drawers you're wearing, because I'd asked him everything.
Yeah.
So he said, would you like to come into the kitchen for a cup of coffee? No problem. Inside drinking coffee inside in Bert Reynolds' kitchen, talking about hurling.
About hurling,
he'd been to Ireland a few times, and he went watching a few hurling matches. And I'll never forget, I was working in TG Carr at the time, and there was county finals. TG Carr started doing them, and I put four or five of them onto a disc, and I sent them over to his assistant. And he wrote back saying, "Thanks very much for them."
Yeah.
And what year was that now?
That was 2010.
And is that clip on YouTube now? Is it on TG Carr?
Anyway, But one of the nicest fellas you'd ever meet, Burt Reynolds.
But he would go back to Brendan Grace, because you know Brendan used to frequent Kinvara a lot.
Yeah.
Very friendly with Paul Dalton, and of course the late Donald Maloney. They were very close friends, but you'd often meet Brendan in Kinvara, and
he was a character, Brendan. I remember being out in Boston Airport. We were out in Logan Airport, and Inda happened to be with me. That was my son, and he nudged me and he said, "You see that man over there?" He said, "That's Brendan Grace." Yeah. Oh, I said, "That's not Brendan Grace at all. That's not him." "Oh, it is." He said, "That's him. That's him." Mm. And Brendan Grace seemed to have caught our eyes. He knew we were chatting about him, and he shouted back, "Up your bio!" Across the board.
He probably saw you nudge, wink, wink.
I said, "That's Brendan Grace now, all right."
He was a character. And Neil Tobin as well, like, geez. When you speak about Gael Gores and everything like that,
he had everyone's accent down to the T.
The old Kerry Hoare used to get an awful bit. You had the Kerry crowd in the cabin. But you know, the thing about it as well, what I liked about Neil Tobin, and there was no cursing or bad language in it. It was just it was straight comedy.
And it's funny you should say that, because a comment was made about Brendan Grace was he never used a swear word in any of his presentations.
Do you know why, Joe? Because he didn't have to, you see.
He didn't have to.
He was funny without it. But even the Unbelievables, they are now, like, say, I think there was one curse word they had in one show, but it was so well put in the right place.
Yeah,
you know, it felt no one noticed. And the thing about it, I say, it wasn't F this and all that type of stuff all through the whole thing. There was only one, but like Brendan Grace, now Neil Tobin didn't have to go there at all.
They were brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
And sure, of course, we were on television ourselves here recently as well with the Kinvara Live. It was a great success. It was a kind of a program relating to prevention of suicide and
health and wellbeing.
I forget the name of who were they that came down. They were from Limerick. I forget now who they were, but
it was a nationwide team, wasn't it?
It was a nationwide team.
Probably Matt Kelly or
something. I think that was it.
Did you have a beer today?
No, it was a woman.
Marion. Yes.
She's married to Matt Kelly. I
used
to work with him years ago.
Well, she's done a great show here.
Blonde is in there now. There you have it. That'd be interesting.
Oh, gloon.
Yeah, you miss Mary Kennedy. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
you're seeing plenty of Mary's gloons these days because she's dancing and dancing, dancing with the stars.
Oh, what do you think of that? Did they ask you, Dahi, to go on?
They've asked me for the last 4 years to go on it. And,
what stopped you? And all the lovely to carry him in that does go on.
See,
no Shane.
When you know, when you're working full time, you can't really do it. Like, because that, they were, I remember they were telling me, asking me years ago. They said, "Oh, look, it's only about 12 or 14 hours a week," and they're doing 10 hours a day. And but I think. I think it'll be between Aidan Fogarty, the hurler.
He seems to be the favourite.
And the girls are dancing now.
And the priest then.
Yeah, Father Ray.
Well, isn't he character though to go on? A fair play to the priest. Yeah, you know, you'd have to admire him.
Well, though, I'm afraid.
I think he sore knee or something.
I'd say no. Yeah. If he too brand new knees, I don't think he
probably wasn't used to the dancing.
But you know,
at least he tried.
And that's the main thing. And you can't knock anyone for trying because it's not easy going out there on a big show like that.
But you're
going
to left feet as well, like, you know, it's not all about
you could see he was like a Ram on ice or Jay-Z, he couldn't dance at all. I said on television as well.
Ron Martin.
Listen, you need to be very fond of somebody if you were to say that about them on the radio.
So, yeah.
This has been podcasted now, you know, that I as well.
We'll be sharing it. I'll tag Marty in it. It's okay.
Well, we could stay forever talking to you, but what are you going to do now for the rest of the day? Are you going to stay around Kinvara?
I might go down on the water there, because see, I'm from the water at home, you see. West Kerry, we're only about half a mile from the
and
water.
And the Burnin's only out the road. The Burnin's only out the road.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And the Burnin Sanctuary, which is all lovely, like.
Beautiful, yeah.
It's really, really nice. And I suppose it's only
Kinvara has grown big time, though, Joe, hasn't it? Kinvara.
Sure, it's a very progressive community.
The culture now, the Gaul being listed as the capital culture of.
We're a very progressive community. I mean, very diverse.
Is that a county wide thing, Joe?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, no, but very much county county and city. Very much county and city.
I think the city were trying to steal the thunder.
There's always a bit of a concept when you put county and city in Galway that the city tried to take it over. But like the one thing about the county, we have the bigger population, actually. You know, there's talks of an amalgamation of Galway city and county. And in actual fact, if it did happen, the county would have actually more say than the city.
But
the city tend to take the focal point of all these things. But I mean, when 2020 is rolled out, there's going to be numerous events all over the county. And even in the next month, there's going to be a number of major launches of 2020 all over the county. I think there's Attenry, Portumna.
Yes.
But look, I always say about 2020, it'll be as good as the people make it. It's just not going to happen.
But we do have funding. We have money as well. There's money set aside.
We've so much money, sure. Even yesterday, balls of money being handed out yesterday. Will there be an election on the way, I wonder, Rose?
That's a good question.
You might have it a lot sooner than some people wanted it.
Well, actually, it's ironic you should say that.
Do we have a date for the election?
Noel
Grealish said
I'd say next week.
The 7th or the 21st?
21st of June. February is my guess now. 21st.
He said he's 99%.
Well, I say one thing about it anyway. I actually hope it's early for one primary reason, that the nights are so dark you couldn't be out canvassing and just get it over and done with and move on. That's what I say. And I say that I'd hate
but
to have
you
it in
don't
the middle
have
of
to canvass much.
Oh, I won't be out canvassing, no. Not really, no.
No need for you anyway.
Well, no, I do my own thing here in Kinvara, so I'm a little bit non-political that way, you know. But we'll keep that way. Too much to be done here locally.
What do you think, Joe? What would you make
none
of Joe
that, no.
now?
That's cut.
Cut is the Kevin.
You know, one of the best things about working for RT, you're not allowed to give your opinion about any of these things.
Stay out of it. That's good about that.
So where to now? Are you going to stay on, as you said, in the afternoon show? You don't know where that's going to go.
We're there till the end of May again, so we break off then for the summer. So
and you're going to go on with the Rosa Tralee
next
year?
I'm with the Rosa again.
Sure.
So that kind of starts now in July. So then the last couple of years now, I've been doing a 20-part series for TG Carr as well that I produce as well.
Yes, I've seen you on TG Carr.
It's a one-on-one, so we record 20 programmes in 5 days, but we record 4 programmes a day.
That's a lot of...
It's easy now, in all fairness. Like, you sit down and where you go, hello, how are you doing?
But I think for you, you make it easy because you're familiar and you have experience. And that goes a long way
as
well.
You can't buy the experience.
You can't buy the experience.
It's like being a pilot now of a plane. Like, you know, there's only one way of getting good at live television, that's doing live shows. The same as this, Rose. There's only one way of getting good at doing a live radio show.
Even yourself here, I'm sure you get more comfortable than Anna. You get more comfortable as time goes on because...
Well, it's the going in is the problem. Once you're in, you're fine. And once you have the intro done, there's no
and you have
problem.
Your stuff ready.
It's just the minute or the 2 minutes before the time, you can be a bit, you know.
Yeah, I always get breakfast.
Yeah, I get a bit flustered.
Like I always say to people, like, say, what we do now, and what bomb disposal experts are two different things. Something going wrong for a presenter and something going wrong for a bomb disposal expert has two different outcomes. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I know. Put in context.
But you have to really. Yeah, and you know, yeah, sometimes, yeah. Sure, I make mistakes every day. I don't think there's a day that I haven't made a mistake. Yeah, I said something stupid, or I said something wrong, or I pronounced something wrong. Yeah. But you know what, lads? In all fairness,
You've got to see the fun side of it and relax.
People see you for who you are then as well.
Because you have to be the person who gets it right all the time. You can't get it right all the time.
But of course, you often say in business even that the guy that's making no decisions makes no mistakes. Yeah, really the guy that makes an awful lot of decisions makes mistakes.
You learn from mistakes.
But it doesn't really matter, does it? I mean, I make decisions every day, but I don't really mind if I make mistakes. But if I'm not doing anything, I'm definitely not going to make any mistake.
Dahi, before you come in, Michelle and Rose were having a little hoo-ha here about...
You're in the Rose of Trillion, lads. You don't even have to ask me.
What is it?
We would love to go to the studio in Cork. Do you remember you were saying you'd love to go shopping to Cork? Yeah. And any chance of an old invite down to the studio?
Anytime you're down in Cork, let me know and I'll bring you around the studio.
Great.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Yeah. And you know what? Just to cloak Canberra FM.
And you know what? When you come down, I'll give you two mugs as well with the Today Show.
Oh, great. Wow, that'll make our day.
What about Jerry?
Jerry
for support.
Well, we'll stay talking forever, but the time is kind of running up on us now, and we have another gentleman is coming in. Great. But I'm going to play a nice tune now for you. It's called The Kingdom of Kerry.
Oh, poor there.
And it's a very good, lively one. Yeah. And all I can say is thanks to Joe for organising.
You got no news out of me today now, Rose, but we'll do it again.
You're a bit slow with the information there.
I was just overcome by the man beside me. I just wasn't able to perform well.
Well, in fairness,
I was doing the minor games here.
So, the fact that you're living locally, does that mean now that you'll be available to come kind of on and off to our radio here?
Anytime you invite me, Rose, I'll come on.
Well, I'd be delighted.
I'll be shouting up the Toms now when I come around here. That's the only thing. I come with a warning, like.
Yes. Thomas's now. He's
up St. Thomas.
But it's okay. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah.
Is that okay?
I do. And they nearly won the last day.
I stopped the lights.
Nearly never. Oh. You know.
I know. I don't say it.
Won the cup.
And would Maura come for an interview?
Maura, she lives
in Inishmore, isn't it?
She's from Inishmore, but she's living down in Dungarvan.
Oh, Dungarvan.
But if she's in the parish, I'll tell her to call in. But you'd rather listen to Thunder now than to listen to her on the radio. Oh, my God.
She'd be new to us now, do you see?
Might do a special over the summer with the two of them.
Absolutely, yes. And I go out to Inishmore and I know an awful lot of the effect. I know where she lives. Comes from Inishmore.
I lived out there for 2 years working, Rose.
You seem to be in a lot of places.
I'm old, Rose. I'm old. I'm pushing on.
Like we have been.
I've spent 2 years working out there. Yeah.
When she comes up now, I'll tell her to call it. You'll have great crack with Maura. She's a fierce cracker. And you know, you could say anything to her, and she wouldn't take offence.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She's so true with the Irish. You'll be able to relate the Irish to her.
Manana here.
I don't know, Joe. How good are you with the Irish?
Oh, Neil, more than me. I rinne mé cúpla cúrsaí gaeilge.
Well, as Anne said, the Stormont now has brought Irish up to an awful high level. They couldn't have an agreement without recognising the Irish language. They're trying to begin some act about it.
They are, that's the long term.
I'll have to let you go.
Okay.
The reason is there's another gentleman to come in and I don't want
another good looking fella, Joe.
Another good looking lad. I only have good looking lads. Go on and have a cup of tea across the way.
To the county that's known as the kingdom, has memories dear to each one. To the immigrant living in London, or Boston, or far off Melbourne. Some remember the lakes of Killarney, some remember the roads of Tralee. But I have my own special memory of the county that's so dear to me. Oh, take me back to the kingdom, to the county that's been home to me. Just lay me to rest with the folks I love best in the heart of the kingdom of Kerry. But to others the sweetest of memories that they all would like to recall, where the men in the green and gold jerseys who love to play Gaelic football. Mick O'Dwyer, the great Mick O'Connell, not forgetting the fall. songs of sweet proof that their memory will go on and on. Oh, take me back to the kingdom, to the county that's been home to me. Just lay me to rest with the folks I love best. Stone. Oh, how I used to go walking neath the shadows of sweet Carrington. Molly Bunyan will always be special. It was there that I met Peg O'Shea. Now we're married for over 3 decades, and I love her more every day. Oh, take me back to the kingdom, to the county that's been home to me. Just lay me to rest with the folks I love best in the heart of the kingdom of Kerry. Oh, take me back to the kingdom, to the county that's been home to me. Just lay me to rest with the folks I love best in the heart of the kingdom of Kerry.
Well, I hope, listeners, you enjoyed listening to Dathaoibh O'Shea. He's a lively gent. He's not afraid to speak his mind, obviously, and I think he enjoyed his visit to Kinvara FM, and he did say that he will come on the studio, into studio anytime in the future, so that's great. And of course, Anna Casey was here. Anna Casey, I don't know who was talking to him as well, so she's hoping to get more at Duran, and he did say the two of them would come back at a later stage. But my sincere apologies to Paul Reddish, who has been waiting patiently with the last half an hour to get on the programme, and he's living in Kinvara, and he's doing a little bit of business for himself. He's a gardener, but he's also demolishing or recycling or whatever you might call it, the old Christmas tree that so many of us will be thrown out or has gone outside. And it's your intentions to be able to cast all these aside. And you're very welcome, Paul, yeah, to the studio.
Yeah.
And thanks for waiting patiently.
No problem.
That conversation went on a bit longer than I expected. So what exactly, where are you living now, Paul?
I live in the Moy Road.
You're living down
and,
the Moy Road.
Yeah, so I'm recycling Christmas trees.
Yes.
€5 per tree, and I stockpile them. And then.
So it's only €5?
€5 for a pickup.
For a pick, you actually pick up the tree and take it away?
That's right, yeah.
For €5?
That's right.
That's very reasonable.
Well, there are free places to take Christmas trees. The council, they have depots where you can take Christmas trees.
And you take them to that?
No, I keep them myself, and I'd wood chip them up and then turn them into compost.
Oh, I understand.
So eventually they'll go back to the earth.
I'm sure there's an awful lot of trees. Like, some people are very staunch in that they love the natural tree. And especially you get it in pubs, and you get it also in hotels and in businesses.
That's right, yeah.
A lot takes in the old style Christmas tree, the one that you dig off from the ground, or, you know.
That's it, yeah. We had a real Christmas tree this year ourselves. So, there's a lot
because
to be said for a real
after
Christmas
the Christmas,
tree,
you kind of, they're grand while they're there, but once Christmas is over, the decorations are down. There isn't much need then for a Christmas tree.
No.
And you can't keep it till next year because that doesn't work either.
No, you'd be just having a tree of branches.
So you've come to the house and you picked, and is there a radius
The Kinvara area would be, you know, everywhere, say up to around about Ballandeering. That's sort of a distance I would go.
That'd be the distance
you'd
go.
Now, I would go further, but it's a little bit more money, of course, but
yes.
And anyone that rings me, I tell them.
You have a phone number, I suppose, so people can contact you, and you might give us the number now.
Yep, that's 086-085-2044.
Right, so that is a number to contact you on.
That's the number to contact me on.
Yeah.
They can text me, or I can ring back, or...
Well, you see, this programme now has been podcasted, so if anybody is listening, they can actually go back and hear the number again, so there'll be no excuse. Because it is a valuable service, you know. Yeah. It's a cheap service. Mm. And if you're in, you know, if you have a small area, a small patch of ground at the back, a tree can take up a big...
It can, yeah. Yeah. I would see trees around through the year from Christmas, but, you know, so...
Yeah. And you're a gardener. Do you go out and hire as a gardener?
I'm a gardener, and in the...
Are you available to do
season,
gardens?
I do lawns, I am.
Yes. Oh, you're available as well to do gardens. And you're in the Moy Road?
I'm in the Moy Road, yeah.
So it is easy to contact you and it's easy to get to you.
That's right, you know, and if anyone wants a Christmas tree taken away or a garden looked at, I can come and do that.
Well, that is absolutely excellent. Well, thanks, Paul, for coming in. We're glad of that information now, and we'll share it, and hopefully that your business will be a success. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know if anybody else is doing it in the area. So
no, I know there is someone doing it in Galway, but they can't come this far.
Yeah, that's far too far.
That's way too far.
And I think it's illegal, really, to dump Christmas trees. You know, some people would dump them into forestries and places like that, but I think you can't do that. That's illegal.
No. I guess they'd have the idea that it might be biodegradable, but, you know, I stockpile them along with all the other gardening work that I've done. Then come February, I get a wood chipper and I chip it all up.
Well, Paul, that's it. And great for that information now. And I hope people, listeners will get to you, and they know your number, they know where you live, and they know how to find you. So that's great.
Thanks very much, Paul.
We'll say goodbye. And somebody here, Anna Casey Dunhill, has specifically requested the Shear Go Connemara. She's gone all Irish. She's promoting the Irish language here today. She's spoken in Irish today. She's a teacher of Irish. She's going into, hopefully, into the GAA officer with the culture of Irish and as Irish as it gets. So, Anna, you've requested the song. So, on this, we will go out on. And back again in 2 weeks' time. Hope you enjoyed today. It was an interesting day, I have to say. And we enjoyed it too. So, on that, slán a bhaile.
Sheerbin Calrose and Lords and Mimma Slobbins don't be brown keente. Sheer to Josie Moore if you want to score.
From the stump of Bromley Hammond.
Sheer to Michael Jackson, Lords and Mimma Crack, with your funk at mass, my left country. With your foreign quartz in Belgrade, let me in this let grow.
But the chapel to so set a pointe.
Call to go. Sheer will come a mar, so not to Mimma Crack's spree. Not to mean the broad sheets at a trough.
The fit is brought to needing.
Was not a disco broad, I'm broad, not to miss cut on the mask, but at the boy for his shoulder. You must not have to shave the ass, so that is killed.
On the road, the hall is a lot for tall.
There's a queer down the wood and stack, and probably wouldn't know a quick on the one boy in Hawaii, no. You must not have fallen for you to shave the cut away.
To call in the year T40.
Come a mar, so not to mean the cracks is free, but not to mean the machines at a toe.
It's the fittest block to need him.
More must smile at Cracker Stroll, Mr. Craig must smile at the session. The sheer go fall the bitch and do name must on your sits.
Where the egg will not let wrong.
Must receive it who lay out to body level has been the kick of photo rosary room. It's must smile at Dancer's Joe, but she's too fed the world.
See Terry must smile at Jiver.
Call to go. Sheer go come the model, so not to be in the cracks is free. But not to me in the machines at a trough.
It's the fittest prop to need you.
Think time with that Creedland, Rogers, Tenerife, Disneyland, Florida, Forest. Hit the road for letting more, the shots, the tackle's gold.
Go to my passport, I can't go home.
Sheba Connemar, for not to mean the cracks is free. For not to mean the broad sheets at a trough.
The fit is brought to Nadin.
Call to good. Sheba Connemar, for not to mean the cracks is free. For not to mean the broad sheets at a trough.